I should have asked you about music before. How about any mouth?
Jew's harp and French harp.
Okay, what are they? I really don't know.
Jew's harp's just made of, it's just a little, I don't know, it's made of wire or what. And a French harp is, it's encased and has little notes.
Is that different from, these are not like a harmonica in any way?
Similar.
I guess similar that their mouth, mm-hmm. that you use your mouth to produce the sound, but the harmonica is more enclosed than the French harp would be? Is
that about the same
about
thing.
About the same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you were hitching up the horses to a wagon, what do you call that piece that goes between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay, and then is there something that is on either side of the horse?
Harness.
Okay, are there some long wooden pieces that go?
Shaves. That's it. For one, not the two. They have the tongue for the two and shaves for this one.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. And I was asking you about this yesterday, but I wasn't able to think about the term that I was trying to get to, but I was talking about the wheels on the wagon and ask you what they were made of, and you said like steel or some were made of rubber. Have you ever heard the term felly, or what is, do you know what a felly is? How about the piece of wood that the traces are attached to, does that have a name? I guess that would
shave.
Yeah, is there a piece like at the front of the wagon that the shaft is attached to? Something like a single tree or something like that?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
That's not a term you know, not familiar with? Okay. It says that if you had one, it would be called a single tree, and if you had two horses, that it would be called a double tree. Those are just not terms that you remember hearing used.
No.
If a man had a load of wood in a wagon he was driving along, what would you say he was doing? Would you have any term to describe somebody going along in a wagon with a load in it?
Passing?
Mm-hmm. Okay, or hauling, or can you think of any other term like that? Would you say like carting or something like that?
I heard that term used.
Okay, after the ground was plowed up, what kind of implement did they use, or what did they do after that to kind of smooth it back down?
Drag it.
Okay.
A log or something, or a harrow.
Harrow, okay. What's a harrow?
It has lots of little teeth, and it drags along and smooths the ground down.
Okay, but what do the teeth do then? Just keep it still, not flat, not packed? Mm-hmm. What is the piece that's under the wagon that the, I guess that the wheels are attached to? It's also under a car.
Axle.
Yeah. Okay, there's some questions about, more I guess along the man's line, but what do you call the frame that they use to put wood on to chop it?
A block,
okay. Is there a different kind of frame or piece of equipment they might use to like saw logs or pieces of wood into different lengths? Or to cut up firewood or something like that? Like maybe a piece that would be shaped like an X?
Mm-hmm. I really don't know what they are.